Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, March 30th, 2024. So, on what's either the end of March or very close to it.
It is close to it.
Close to it. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you hop right into it?
You could say that.
Okay. Did you hop right out of it?
I hopped right into half of it,
mm-hmm.
and the other half, I couldn't hop at all.
Ah, so. You were stuck in the briar patch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which was the patchy part?
It was so weird. I've never had this experience with a crossword. I got the whole bottom half filled in,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing I had on the top half was seven down, which ran the length of the puzzle. Paradoxical line of amazement. And that was, there are no words.
Yes.
and there were no words for me because I couldn't get anything else on the top half.
Wow.
So, eventually, I got 10 down. And I knew that. Whirlpool subsidiary was a mana. Mm. And I did get that one.
Okay.
And so then I knew that 26 across started with A. Because the clue was verb that becomes a five-letter alphabet run if you change its middle letter.
Yes.
So I knew it had to be A, B, something, D, E. So I figured a verb would be abide.
Right.
So I got those two.
Okay.
And that was it. That was absolutely it. So,
huh.
So, but the whole bottom half got that all filled in.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. Then I got a little help.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up three down, where the Cedar Revolution took place, and that was Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
And I started reading wordplay, and one of the first clues they discussed was 32 across, patient check-ins, which was gentle reminders. I had so many different things in there at the end, because I thought there was a V there, and so I thought it was maybe... visits or views or videos or I just had all kinds of ideas of what it might be, but anyway, it was gentle reminders.
Yes.
So with Lebanon and gentle reminders, I was able to get the rest of it filled in.
But wow.
But boy, I just couldn't get anything much up there.
Yeah,
it just things I just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way it is sometimes.
I didn't know anything in the top half either, or at least not very much, but I did luck out on 16 across, Stanley Cup edge, home ice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you just need one of those in a section, and that can make the difference. So mm-hmm. I had that. And then I also had a mana, because I didn't know what else it could be. But there were, I mean, everything else in the entire crossword, every single clue we could pick would be hard. Some of them just harder than others. But like, for instance, 12 down, like some schools. So I was thinking it was like, I thought it was starting with a P and I thought it was going to be private. And because that would actually fit.
Yeah.
The P would fit. The last E would fit.
Uh-huh.
None of the letters in between would fit because the actual answer was piscine.
Right.
13 down was a real shocker to me. Home to Mount Kimborazo, whose summit is the farthest point from Earth's center. I did not understand that at all. I thought that had to be, you know, Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Or someplace in Nepal.
Right.
Or maybe even the Alps. Uh-huh. But, I mean, the Ecuador, how could that be the farthest point from the Earth's center?
I have no idea.
I found that very strange.
I don't know,
but I had enough letters, I'm like... That looks a whole lot like Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
The one next to it, keep in the back of one's mind, maybe was repress.
Yes,
and I was able to get that. I also knew Lebanon. I thought that I knew something about cedar and Lebanon. I don't remember anything other than Lebanon cedar.
That's in the Bible,
is it?
The cedars of Lebanon. Yes.
Oh, okay. And did they talk about the Cedar Revolution?
No. Just the cedars for the temple that Solomon built came from Lebanon.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the one next to it, Blank Bleu, nickname for France's World Cup team. I thought it has to be Les, L-E-S. So I had a couple of things going on there. But, I mean, it was tough going. Literally milk, 29 across. I thought it was going to be lacto or
lacto. I put
lacto.
Then I put leche, but it turned out to be
latte. Yes. And 30 down, black ball, it was 8. Boy, I'll tell you, this was by Blake Sloniker, who woke up one morning and said, I'm going to see if I can fool everybody.
Yes, because black ball, I put evict, because I had the T at the end there. So I thought, oh, maybe it's evict. So, but it was not. It was 8.
35 across, means of excellence. A averages.
Right. Yeah, that was funny.
Yes. And that helped a whole lot. Actually, I got that first because I had 29 down. Seesaw, for instance, was lever. That's about as close to a gimme as I think you can find in this crossword. And I don't know if those patient check-ins, 32 across, the answer was gentle reminders. I'm not sure if they're really that gentle. They just seem to sort of like pester, and they're like, they're in my email, they're in my texts, they're like flying overhead on a blimp, flashing, don't forget to check in. So,
and come 15 minutes early.
Right. 36 across, no need to blame yourself. I was sure the answer was going to be something like, it wasn't your fault.
Yes, that's what I originally put.
But it was
Not your fault.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did that actually fit?
Yeah.
But it was accidents happen.
That's right.
So, yeah, it is just, from my perspective, oh, I'll tell you, let's talk about one down, wood source. So I'm like, okay, it's a forest. where does wood come from? Forest, that's all I could think of. But it was golf bag.
Right.
It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
Much obliged, two down was in a hole. That was also very funny. It's very interesting to read on Wordplay the reactions to this crossword.
Oh, really?
You know, there are some people who are just like, if I don't get it, it's the fault of the crossword constructor and also Joel Fagliano, seems to be coming in for an incredible amount of criticism.
Really?
These crosswords are probably vetted about a year in advance. He probably had very little to do with this. And he's taking all the blame.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing a bad job.
I think he's doing fine.
Yeah.
What really annoys me is these people who write in and say, I've been solving these crosswords for 40 years, and this is the worst one I've ever... And it's like, if you can remember 40 years worth of crosswords, you are not going to have any trouble with this one, because your memory, sir or madam, is phenomenal. But...
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know. It's just people get annoyed. I mean... I know exactly how they feel, right? When I'm starting to solve this and I've got nothing, I'm like, and I'm growling and I'm growling and, oh, bad spot for 27 down, pickle. Okay, I got one. I got one. Actually, the first one I got, I think, was 45 across, Young partner, Ernst. I'm not entirely sure who Ernst and Young were, but I met them in the crossword, you know, a while ago. And that sort of helped there. But 36 down, culprits behind some forced retirements. You know, I thought that had something to do with the FAA, because they force pilots to retire at 65. They force air traffic control people to step down. But it was ageists.
Yes.
And did you know 60 across, the name in 2008, Wall Street News, Stearns?
I didn't remember that, but once I got a few of the letters, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was like Baron Stearns or something.
I was thinking about that guy, Bernie Matloff.
Madoff?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, not him.
So, but that wouldn't have fitted. I thought there was, it was what, M-A-T-O-F-F? For some reason, I thought there was an L.
I think it had a D, M-A-D-H-O-F-F, Madoff, or just maybe M-A-D-O-F-F.
Okay, either way, it was too short.
Yeah.
But not the way I spelled it. Let's see. What else did we have here? Sylvester to Tweety was Tat.
Tat, yes.
I thought I saw Putty Tat.
I didn't quite understand 40 down. Making out.
Espying.
Espying means you can make out
right.
Something visual. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I think the one next to it also needs an explanation. Hanky, slangily, nose rag. Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh. Could they come up with a more obnoxious name? I don't think so. Although, actually, they tried really hard with Eight Across.
Yeah.
Can was crapper.
Right.
It's like, okay. And some people were arguing, because you've talked about how the crossword is becoming slangier. Mm-hmm. And they were certainly taking exception to crapper. They were taking exception to nose rag.
Well, but those are real words. You know, yeah. It's not like, yeah.
That's true.
Or you.
Or, right.
You know, it's not like they have, you know, truncated real words into sort of slangy terms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Eight down, which again was another one of those from top to bottom answers. Mm-hmm. When the lights go out, Christmas season.
Right.
It's like, oh boy. When I, you know, I started to see enough of it, it's just like, that looks like Christmas. I thought, ooh, here's a little present for me, an answer, at least part of it. And then I eventually figured out season. I didn't know 47 across. Golfer who qualified for a USGA amateur championship at age 10. I thought it has to be Tiger Woods.
No.
But it was Wee.
Michelle Wee. I misspelled her name. W-E-I.
So oh.
For a while anyway. But and then I corrected it and got W-I-E.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 21
didn't help me with the two going down, but
no, like 21 down, at least consider entertain.
Right.
That took me a very long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything took me a very long time. I eventually, you know, it's always a bad sign when I have to go and turn off the timer. It's just like, I can't look at this anymore because we're heading to the 3 hour mark. Actually, we weren't, but we're heading towards the 2 hour mark.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I thought this crossword was fabulous. It was just the toughest Saturday crossword that I could do. Any tougher, and I would have been extremely incensed.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I didn't get it done, but I appreciated the complexity and the difficulty of it. And, you know, it's Saturday. It's supposed to be hard.
Right. So, exactly.
And you, boy, I just can't get over how people would be so upset that they didn't get it. I mean,
I know exactly how they would feel.
Oh, but I mean, you can't know everything.
You can try.
You can know a lot, but you can't know everything.
I know those people who remember mm-hmm. every one of the 40 last years.
One across, tackle item hung from floaters. Well, I'm not a fisher person. You know, I've never gone fishing in my life. I really don't care for that sport whatsoever. So gill net, I have no idea what a gill net is, but.
Well, my first thought was it had something to do with an eye condition because you've got floaters, but wrong kind of floaters.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just, you know, there was that. There was the hockey one. I didn't know that. There was, the econ one. I didn't know that.
Oh,
and for
bonds.
Like 28 across, a bit of greenery in a rock garden, I had moss. I put in moss.
So did
and
I.
Didn't want to let go of it.
I didn't want to let go of moss either. I don't know what a low is doing in a garden.
Yeah.
It's probably right next
I
to
guess,
the Oreos.
You know, a rock garden could have some succulents in it, and a low could be one of them.
Oh, I thought it was like a lotion for your hands when
well,
you're doing gardening.
There is lotion made with a low, but it isn't just a low.
Mm-hmm.
And a low is a plant, a succulent plant.
39.
So there were just things there I didn't know.
Did you know 39 down, camper's fuel, propane?
I did know that, yes.
Oh, see, because I thought it was going to be ethanol.
Ethanol.
Which I believe is alcohol. And you can burn it, I
yeah,
think.
You know, you buy those little Coleman stoves with the propane.
Well, so I also thought kerosene.
We used to have one of those.
Well, I don't remember it having propane.
No.
So.
Did it have kerosene? What did it have? I thought it had propane.
I think it ran on pixie dust.
No. I remember there was a little bottle you had to attach to it, and I'm pretty sure it had propane in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that crossed into 49 across, two-character mammoth play, Oleana.
Oleana, yes.
It's like, didn't he do Waiting for Godot?
Mm-hmm.
See, that was the only play I could think of, and I was trying to get Godot.
Oh,
because I thought the full title was Waiting for Godot.
It is.
But I thought, oh, Godot.
No.
That was the that was
they
the
didn't shorten the title for the crossword.
Oh, Godot. That was the original title. That's my theory, but I have no proof.
I do not believe so.
Yeah, just an elegant piece of work. Mm-hmm. There are almost no black squares in this puzzle.
No.
I mean, if you look at the grid, it's like white everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just
my favorite clue was 50 across. When we forged ahead, and it was Iron Age.
Yes.
That was great.
Yeah, I actually laughed at that point. In the middle of weeping as I was trying to get through this, mm-hmm. and so I was like, oh, Iron Age, how cute. Mm-hmm. And then 48 down, tennis star with a famed 1995 comeback, Celis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I recognized the name, but I wasn't sure if it was really tennis or who that was.
Monica Celis.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think. There used to be a competition between
Bobby Fischer and Billie Jean King.
Yes, and that's why you're good at crosswords. And I was
not good at all of them.
Well, there wasn't enough like that in here. But
yeah, there were a lot. There was a lot like that down in the bottom half, but not in the top.
Uh-huh.
Not for me, anyway.
But anyway, so Celis. Okay, yeah. So not Bobby who?
Fischer.
Bobby? No. That was the chess champion.
Oh, that's
Bobby right. Jean King. Bobby.
It was Billie Jean King and Bobby. What was his last name?
He was sort of a little runt guy.
Yeah. Boy, I was thinking it was Fischer, but maybe not.
Well, is it? Maybe it is.
No, I guess not.
Hmm. Well, a few moments with Google could tell us, but we've got more pressing needs here because it's Saturday.
That is right.
Which means it's time for Jam Katwa.
Do, 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 do.
The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Yes.
Where we go back through the week's crosswords, remind ourselves of why we enjoyed each one of them so much.
Yes.
And then debate and argue and sometimes have an arm wrestling tournament to decide which one is the very best.
Riggs. Bobby Riggs. My moment with Google.
Your moment with Google.
My seconds with Google.
Your second with Google.
It was called The Battle of the Sexes.
Yes.
That's what I put in, and there was his picture.
He was creamed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the Jam Katwa.
Back to the Jam Katwa. We went for Wednesday.
You went for Wednesday. Alliteration you have there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because Wednesday had three revealers. The main revealer was, let's see, 54 across, screwdrivers. And then we had, for 19 across, with 36 across, mnemonic device for turning 54 across, that would be the screwdrivers, or a hint to the answers to the starred clues. And 19 across was righty-tighty, and 36 across was lefty-loosey. And if you look at the starred clues, they were either far to the right or far to the left. And the clues that were far to the right, they needed the word tight after them. So, for instance, 9 down was skin. That was the clue was close-fitting. The answer was skin. It needed to be skin tight to be close-fitting. 35 across, don't go anywhere. The answer appeared to be hang, but it was actually hang tight.
Right.
And then we had 64 across, rhyming partner of goodnight, sleep, but in fact it should be sleep tight.
Mm-hmm.
And we had similar things on the left. Instead of, so lefty loosey, instead of for 13 down, wiggler in a child's mouth, it wasn't just tooth, it was loose tooth.
39
across, like some paper and tea, it wasn't just leaf, it was loose leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, 65 across, naval threats, according to an old mm-hmm. saying, was not just lips, but loose lips.
Loose lips sink ships.
Yes, indeed. And this was by Rich Katz. It was a great crossword of Wednesday.
It was great because, I mean, the theme was sort of three levels there. So, because you had your tight, right, righty tighty, lefty loosey, and then you had the answer that, or the device that you used that on, that was screwdrivers, and then you had all of the theme clues that were either on the right or the left that you had to add tight or loose to. So
yes.
It was kind of a complex theme, but fun.
Yes, it was exactly. It mm-hmm. was fun. Not quite the epic battle like today's, but that's fine. It was good. And again, it was by Rich Katz. And Rich, if you happen to be listening and feel so inclined, we have a Jam Katwa certificate that we would be pleased to send you, along with some magnificent Wisconsin swag.
And a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt. If you are so inclined, drop us a line.
And send us your size.
And send us your size. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Yep.
That's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.